This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Been willing to cooperate with Russia where possible. Unfortunately, they have chosen to be a strategic competitor of late, from what happened in the United Kingdom to what we saw in Ukraine and Crimea. The list goes on.
General Mattis talking about Russia, and that's where we start. Russia, Russia, Russia. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, dipping our toe into the pool that has been swirling around us for a very long time. In the decade, can you believe it? I've been doing this show for a decade. In the decade I've been doing this show, I don't know that I've talked about one country that's so nefarious, so slippery, so loaded with a minefield of what could possibly trip up so many people than Russia. President Trump caught in that. He's under intense criticism for declining to press Russian President Vladimir Putin about the fairness of Russia's presidential election and the poisoning, which is this wacky story of a former Russian double agent who was living in England, who was found dead on a bench. So Trump phoned Putin to congratulate him for winning a fourth term and to discuss a summit meeting. Anything else, that was it. Russia's interference in the 2016 presidential elections, all of that, nothing. So Senator John McCain said the president insulted the people of Russia by congratulating Putin for winning an election whose results was, his result was never in question, right? He said an American president does not lead the free world by congratulating dictators on winning sham elections. So this is the latest controversy over Russia. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Trump can call whoever he chooses, but added that phoning Putin wouldn't have been high on his list. Just so you know, Putin won 77% of the vote, but there wasn't real credibility, let's say, in tallying the votes. From the White House, the press secretary, the face of it all, is Sarah Huckabee Sanders. She defended the president's approach and said that several friendly foreign leaders made similar calls, as did President Obama when Putin last won re-election in 2012. She said, "We're focused on our elections, midterms coming up. We don't get to dictate how other countries operate." When she was pressed by a reporter in that daily briefing she does, if Russia's election was fair and free. Speaking of Russia, Facebook in trouble because people are outraged over the misuse of that private information of ours, tens of millions of us Facebook users, by a firm that claimed it helped Donald Trump win the White House. And it's really exploded. And what are we talking about? We're talking about that whole data mining thing and targeting ads, fabricated news that chopped up all over the place on Facebook and certainly has peeled away its reputation. The British firm we're talking about is Cambridge Analytica. They improperly obtained and retained the personal information of 50 million Facebook users without their permission, 30 million of them with enough details to match users to other records and build profiles of them. Oh, my, oh, my. So I like the professor from Wharton that was quoted today in one of the papers I read, as this is a catastrophic moment to Facebook, and it predicts, and he predicts that the Cambridge Analytica breach will continue to be a source of public interest and intense scrutiny moving forward. I agree with that. I mean, they're huddled trying to figure out what to do. So Chief Executive Officer Mark Zuckerberg and Chief Operating Officer Sheryl Sandberg are pretty quiet about this whole thing as they're getting hammered in the U.S. and in Europe, and their stock price is flopping. Dropped 9% in 2 days. Employees are worried about it. They even had a meeting to try to calm their fears. Facebook disclosed late on Friday that it knew Cambridge Analytica had obtained user information without its consent, but it didn't verify that the firm had deleted it, and it didn't notify users. So how about that? I agree that damage control, they're in full mode there, and who knows what they're doing with the information. And certainly in the election, there's targeted information that was out there is just absolutely crazy. But there's so much that's happening. It just seems like everything is you blink your eye and something doesn't seem like you blink your eye and something different has happened. The most horrific thing that we've been talking about lately, besides Parkland and the 17 kids that were killed, the package exploding in San Antonio. Then the Austin police responded to reports of another incident. So, I mean, everybody's just waiting. It's like they have bomb alerts everywhere. So they've got the bomb squads, extra bomb squads, everything. And what happened was it was a Goodwill worker who was injured by this simulated military ordnance. It's in a box. It wasn't life-threatening. It was something that was dropped off in these dropped-off items. So what it is these two artillery simulators. So was it on purpose? They don't think so. They don't think they were related. They don't think it's a copycat. They don't think any of that. They're believing it was accidental, but, you know, they don't know. There's not a full-on ruling on this. But this news comes on the heels of a day two of more packages, one in a different part of Texas. So the two packages, one that exploded at a FedEx sorting center near San Antonio, another discovered back in Austin, are connected to the four bombings. I mean, are they connected? Where does this go? ETF tweeted Tuesday evening that the FBI and Austin police have confirmed that there is a connection. So they're trying to figure it all out. A FedEx spokesperson said the person who sent the package that exploded Tuesday also shipped a second package that now has been secured and turned over to law enforcement. So they're starting to get closer. And they've got this confirmed link, if you will. But the FedEx explosion is a new method for the bomber or bombers or whatever. I mean, four Austin bombings. Oh, unbelievable. And, you know, this started on March 2nd. And then there were two more on the 12th. And you have people that were killed and wounded. Killed and wounded. And they have ruled out the possibility that the bombings could be hate crimes, but it's a mystery still. It's still in that whole, how are we tying this together? We're getting more information. We're looking at the method. We're looking at the delivery system, the means, the whole thing. And it is frightening. It's scary. I think for people that are working in these facilities, package places, and also people in neighborhoods where, I mean, if you get a package, hopefully they're ringing the bell at your home and you get the bomb. Not the bomb. You get the package without the bomb. You don't want to come home, see the package on the front porch like one poor guy did, and then it turns out to be rigged with explosives. Unbelievable. Unbelievable, she says. All right, coming up on the flip side, it's about the numbers. We can count, I think.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Welcome to this version of We Can Count. We can count on our hands the amount of bomb cyclones we have had. Poor choice of words, perhaps, based on what's been happening in San Antonio. So significant amounts of snowfall in the Northeast. It's absolutely crazy what's happening with the weather. But it's almost like in the Northeast, they just brace for it because, you know, it's coming, right? So this is number 4, and so many flights have been canceled. Now they're saying it's close to 4,000. Trying to catch a flight to Philly, to Washington, forget about it, because it's been canceled. The travel situation is horrific. And depending on where you live, how many inches are you going to get? Size matters when it comes to the snowfall, because all kinds of records are being set. 4,000 plus flight-wise and is frightening. Public schools closed ahead of time, which completely makes sense, because why would you bother to have the schools open and have to deal with that nonsense? So more delays, more problems, more snow. And because of this, in the West, wind was causing long delays at San Francisco International. Only about 4% of the day's flights there were canceled, but hundreds were running late. So then you know what happens there. It creates those delays. But nothing like these nor'easters that are just crippling places like JFK and Philly and Washington Reagan and, you know, Baltimore, just awful, 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 awful. And then it's about waiving the cancellation fees and moving on from there and people trying to find their flights, but massive cancellations. Massive cancellations. Did I say that? How about this? Let's move to this. It's becoming familiar, unfortunately, to us about these data breaches, right? As many as 800,000 payment cards used on Orbitz.com in 2016 may have been breached. That's what Orbitz parent company Expedia is saying. The online travel agency reported two separate disclosures of this. They say an attacker might have accessed customers' personal info for some purchases made on Orbitz.com between January 1st, 2016 and June 22nd, 2016. So the breach affected AmexTravel.com and travel book through Amex Travel representatives, Amex Express Global Business Travel, and whatnot. Expedia didn't say what other partner platforms were involved, but obviously there could be others, too. And according to Expedia, information that was likely accessed could include the customer's full name, payment card information, which is terrible, date of birth, phone numbers, email address, physical or billing address, and gender. Yikes. I mean, that's just too much information. It does make you weary, doesn't it? But everything you do has to be filled out practically online anymore, or you could wait for hours on the phone, if you even can get somebody, because that's part of it. I suppose you can do that when you fly, but so much of what we do, you're waiting, 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 and it's a quick hurry, click, click, and that's the whole idea of it, right? Let's move on to this. This was revealed this week, that Sex and the City star Cynthia Nixon is campaigning for governor of New York. So, for the first time, an LGBT governor, that's the number one, first time if she were elected to that position. Apparently, she has a lot of fans and had a lot of people telling her she should do it. So, she's very serious about this run. We've seen other famous people that have been celebs who have made that crossover and have done it successfully, and some who haven't done it quite as successfully. But, you know, there's still a lot of, and there's so many governors that are being elected, there's still a lot of campaigning to do and a lot of people to win over, to convince. And then it's about taking on the rest of the crowd. This is a shocking statistic, and it fits right into We Can Count, but 94% of women in Hollywood say they've been sexually harassed or assaulted. Wow, 94%? You don't get 94% in almost anything. So, bad news. But we know the Time's Up movement has gotten big, and that since the Harvey Weinstein thing happened, it's kicked open the Pandora's box for more actresses to talk about what happened on when they were going for parts or on sets, or, you know, I mean, just some of them are just horrifying, crazy stories that maybe in some ways weren't shocking to people because people suspected there were serious problems. But this just started back in October of some of these revelations. And good for the people who are coming forward. And, boy, it's about time that they cleaned up what's happening in Hollywood and protected some of the people that are working on these sets. So, bravo for, I think, the whole movement in general. And now there are much safer spaces, I think, for those young working actresses, especially, but any actresses, right? This is a sad number for people who are fans of the great game of puck and stick. That would be hockey. Chicago Blackhawks officially eliminated from playoff contention. That's right. It has been a very long time. First time they've missed since 2008. So count it. That's 10 years. But it was a tough season for them. Injuries to deal with. And now they're going to work on who are they bringing back next year. And what's that going to look like? And Is it going to be a younger team or filled with some veterans and younger guys? I bet you it's probably a combination of both. How about this? In 2019, the new AAF Pro Football League is set to debut, and they say it's going to be complementary to the NFL. So the Alliance of American Football unveiled at a press conference in New York. It involved less hype than this XFL relaunch for 2020, and it did have some more details. They said their debut date is going to be February 9th, 2019. Charlie Ebersol is going to serve as the AAF's CEO. He presented the new Spring League not as a rival to the NFL. He talked about that it would be complementary to it, is one of the things that they were saying. And there's some famous names that are going to be involved with this league. There's going to be 8 teams, but they're not going to be introduced till next month. And so that's what they're going to see. They're going to unveil who the teams are. And they did say that they're not going to have kickoffs. There's going to be no kickoffs. The teams will start on the 25-yard line after a score and at the start of each half. But since there are no kickoffs, that means no onside kicks. And they found a solution to that. The team that scored a touchdown gets the ball on its 35 in a 4th-and-10 situation. So how about that? And then the two-point conversion, I don't know, I think it's pretty interesting. I wonder if the league will find its footing, though. I mean, I wonder if enough people will be interested in it. I think it for people who can't get enough of football, there could be some interest in it. I wouldn't be shocked if it took off, but that means there's a couple different options now for football. It's not going to take a chunk out of the NFL, but it could win over some fans, I think. Very, very possible. How about this? The operator of a self-driving car was involved in a death. Oh, it's terrible. So the operator behind this self-driving Uber hit and killed a 49-year-old woman on Sunday night. Wow. Uber isn't saying much about it. Only that this woman was walking a bike across the street, Tempe, Arizona, about 10 o'clock when she was hit. And the 44-year-old operator, Rafaela Vasquez, was behind the wheel at the time of the crash. A tragedy for the self-driving car industry and Uber, and of course, more importantly, the woman's family. Stay with us.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right, $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Very pleased to welcome to the show Gene Baffa. He's written a book called Deception, and I have to tell you, you will be on the edge of your seat. Think about a lot of what I talk about on the show. Think about North Korea. Think about the U.S. Think about spies. Oh, there's all of that in the mix. Gene, thanks so much for joining us here on the show.
Good morning. Or I should say good evening.
Yeah, exactly. So tell us about Deception, and tell us about just diving into the world of novels. Your first novel, The Deed, is out there. And by the way, people can pick that up, Amazon, Kindle, et cetera, all of that. What led you down this path?
Well, a very dear friend by the name of Warren Murphy, who had not worked with me for many years, became a writer because he got fired, and he said, "Oh, I'm going to try writing." And I used to read Murph's manuscripts, and we would go back and forth, and he came up with a series called The Destroyer. Warren has about 160 books out, and I used to be an unofficial editor, and he used to say to me, "You great storyteller, write a book, write a book." And then finally, he kind of nagged me all the time. And he said, "If you don't write one, I'm going to get another lawyer." Not that Murphy ever paid his legal fees or anything, but that's beside the point. So I couldn't lose my first client, so I said, okay, I'll try to write a book. And the first book that I wrote was a book for Warren for his series called The Destroyer. It was a book called Crime Summit. And it was really a big success, and his publisher really liked it. So now I had to really go to work and try to become a writer. So I wrote the book. First book was called The Deed, and had a simple premise. You know, what if there was a real deed to Hong Kong and it wasn't leased to the British, and you know, the British had to give it back, and now they find out there's this deed, and they don't want to give it back. So that's how I started, What If? And the book came out about 7 years ago, and it still sells. Amazon's had it on its selling list for, best-selling list for years. It just keeps selling and selling. And I stopped writing because I'm a lawyer, and I wanted to spend more time practicing law, which is my main source of income, because if I relied on my royalties, I'd probably be living in the street. It doesn't pay well. It doesn't pay well unless, you know, if you're James Patterson, it pays well. So anyway, Murphy started to nag me again, do another book, do another book. And so I sat down and wrote Deception, and unfortunately, Warren passed away before the book came out, so I dedicated it to his memory. Warren got me started into the writing, or as I like to call myself, a scribbler, and a storyteller. And I always kind of think of, what if something happens? What if this? What if that? And when I wrote The Deception, I wrote it about a year ago. It came out December of last year. It's been prophetic. I mean, you know, we talk about the missile with the Supreme Leader, Mr. Kim, and I kind of hit the nail on the head, and to be very honest with you, Kate, it was a lot of luck. I didn't know he would be firing off all these missiles. I did a lot of research, and, you know, the premise of the book is, what if we had an agent in there and we kind of took away some of his uranium, what would happen? And he finds out about it, and of course he threatens us, and our hero is Mac Daniels. And Mac has to go back and has to kind of convince him that he really didn't steal it to try and prevent the war. And I have a character in there called Astrid, who's Mac's girlfriend. And Astrid's a real strong woman, and she's becoming the star of the books, because more women read than men, and I do a lot of book clubs and library talks, and I have a large woman audience. I have a lot of, in fact, I got about 17,000 followers of Mac on Twitter. I know it's not like the president with a couple of million, but considering, it's a nice number, and most of them are women, and they like this character Astrid, who is my heroine in the book with Mac. So that's how it kind of got started. I was kind of nagged into writing. I enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. It's the hardest thing I've ever done. I write usually from 4 in the morning till about 5:30. Then I get ready to go to work. My only quiet time. And the way I write, I dictate. I use a program on my computer that allows me to talk, and it types, because I'm not really a good typist. And the computer's pretty accurate in picking up my New Jersey accent, which I'm sure you can hear. And, you know, I can tell the world that you're a Jersey girl. You're a Jersey girl. You speak better than I do.
I love this story. It's so fascinating. Your buddy Warren, 160 books, and the influence Warren had on you. And just you can tell you're passionate about it, obviously, and disciplined, because you say it's the hardest thing you've ever done, and you're a lawyer, so you had to go through law school, you've raised a family with your wife, etc., everything else that you've done in life, and that discipline, that 4 to 5:30, would you, just as a quick aside, would you tell anyone that is a good storyteller and wants to write that they have to have a little bit of discipline and you just do it?
You've got to be disciplined. You've got to sit down every day and say, I'm going to write 350 words. You've got to sit down and do it. And sometimes you sit in front of your computer and you look at the screen and you're looking at it, and in desperation you'll write the word the 350 times and then you can get out of there. But you know, sometimes the words just flow and the story comes, and sometimes you're just looking at that screen. It is the hardest thing I've ever done to write a book. And I write, I don't make an outline. A lot of writers do an outline and they list all the A, B, C, D. And I just have the story in my mind and I let it flow. And my wife often asks, you know, well, how's this going to end? And I say, Pat, I don't know how it's going to end. I say, I left a lot of clues, so maybe I'll figure it out as I get to the end. And my books have a tendency to change because I make it up as I go along. I'm not an outline writer. So that's also a lot of fun for me to sit here and make up the stories. And, of course, I like doing dialogue. I have a lot of dialogue in the book, as you might have noticed. Because I talk the book, you know, I talk the book. But it is hard. Kate, it is truly, you know, you've written books.
Yeah,
you know it's hard to sit down and do it.
But here's the thing, and I feel this, and I guarantee I can feel this from you, talking about with these book clubs, the character Astrid, etc., it's very rewarding when it's done, and when you're out there and you're talking about it, I can feel that from you. And do your friends, are your friends just surprised by this when you started to go down this road?
Yeah, my friends were surprised, and they were also very surprised because I used them as characters in the book. my law partner, Ron Chaljian, we've been law partners for over 40 years, and Ron's middle name is Haig. And in the book, Mac Daniels has a handler, a guy who takes care of him, and his name is Ron Haig. And another lifelong friend is Gene Charkowski. And in the book, we have Admiral Gene Charco. So when they started to read the book, by the way, that's a great idea, because when your friends see their name, they also happen to buy 10 books and they give them away. I think if I can put enough friends, then I'll make the bestseller list.
Exactly. That is so smart. You're absolutely right. That's planting. I love that. That's a wink to your friends. That's wonderful. What about your wife? And your wife's a lawyer. What does your wife think about this?
My wife likes it because, you know, she would like me to stop practicing law and spend more time at home, and she encouraged me to write. Pat was an English major. I was a math and physics major, so I should be the last person to be writing, and she's always amazed at the fact that I'm a writer, and she never picked up. But Pat's a very accomplished artist and sculptor.
Wow.
And in fact, she spends more time painting now than practicing law. And I have four kids, two lawyers, believe it or not, a doctor and a sports agent. So I'm truly blessed, you know, with my children. I'm very blessed.
Interesting family, such an interesting family. The character Mac in the book, if we go back to Deception, you say it will appeal to readers who love Tom Clancy thrillers or novels where powerful American men save the United States from global dangers. You nailed it. That's it. That's the target, right?
Yeah, that's the target. That's the target. Mac is an all-American guy. Yeah, he's also a Jersey boy, born in your neck of the woods. He's born down in Princeton, and his parents now live at the Jersey Shore. So when you read the book, you recognize a lot of the landmarks.
Love it.
Yeah, Mac is an all-American guy and loves his country. And Astrid is, from the deed, she inherited a company called World News, so she's quite wealthy. And she's a tough woman. I was going to use the expression kick something, but I don't know if it's appropriate. I don't want to hear it on the radio. Beep, beep, beep.
I love that. Okay, so I want to tell everyone the book is Deception, Gene Boffin. What a pleasure to talk to you. You can pick up the book, Amazon.com, of course, BarnesandNoble.com, wherever books are sold, of course, Lit Fire Publishing, too, as well.
Sure.
Gene, what a delight to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm so flattered to be on your show. You have so many famous people, and you'll have some time for me. That's because you're a Jersey girl, and you feel sorry for the Jersey boys.
That's right. Gene Boffa, thank you.
You be very well. Take care of yourself.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I'll write this to you in reverse. Someone better call a hearse. I can see it all for you.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Virtual green room right now. I don't think we gave him too much Red Bull. I'm not sure about that. He's the complete opposite of many of us on the third shift who kick it into high gear a little bit later in the evening. Eric Peters is our guest, and he is a libertarian. He is self-professed libertarian gearhead. He writes about cars, energy, and freedom. Here's what I like. If you go to ericpetersautos.com, because I'm an auto freak anyway, but if you go there, man, you will learn things that will make your eyes roll around in the back of your head, including some of the stuff that we've been talking about. What is the deal with biodiesel, which is being shoved down our throat, and who is really profiting from it? He calls it the Kool-Aid of the farm lobby, and I agree. Eric, thanks for hanging with us.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me on the show.
So, of course, now there's a lot of conversation about this, especially with the Iowa caucuses and all that stuff, and we're right into the thick of it. It seems like every day Hillary Clinton is in Iowa. So to be these politicians in modern times, you just is that what they do? They just, all right, look, we gotta go along with biodiesel, or we gotta go along with ethanol. We keep hearing about the ethanol factor, but there's not even enough plants to manufacture what we would need, right?
Well, the interesting thing is that the lobby contributes equally to both political parties, and so in that way they've got both their bases covered. It really doesn't matter from their point of view which one gets elected, because ultimately it seems to be it's their guy or perhaps their woman, depending on how things turn out.
Yeah, so when you look at renewables, what specifically bothers you the most?
Well, let's see. Let's start with, we're told often about how advantageous it is to use these renewables, but if they're so advantageous, then why does the government have to force them down our throats? I've drawn the parallel with, I like to go to Chipotle. Your listeners may like Chipotle and get a burrito or a bowl there. And Chipotle doesn't send a lobbyist to Washington to have the government carve out a subsidy for Chipotle burritos because people like them and they're willing to buy them without any coercion involved. And I wonder why that same standard doesn't apply to these biofuels. If they're such a good idea, it shouldn't be necessary for the government to be involved.
Yeah, and I would say the other thing is, if it's such a good idea, then let's let the politicians drive around only on biofuels and really push that to all their constituents, which, of course, you know that's not happening, unless it's advantageous to them and they're in the breadbasket area or they're in areas where that's being pushed because of the corn lobbies there, then that's a whole different story. So it is about the power of the purse, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's a very valid point. Similarly, with regard to Obamacare and various other things that they pass, they exempt themselves from it, and that's rather telling. You know, if it's not good for the goose, it shouldn't be good for the gander. The other point that I would make is that it does cause food prices to rise, simply because a lot of the potential food that could be produced for animal or human consumption, specifically with regard to ethanol, the corn, with regard to biodiesel, soybeans, is diverted to the production of these biofuels, and as a result of that, the cost of food goes up. So we're paying more for food and we're paying more for fuel.
Yeah, beef specifically would cost more. As I know, I'm in beef land in Dallas, and then it costs more, as I was talking to a farmer the other day, it costs more to ship that too, right?
Sure, because ethanol and biodiesel, it's less energy dense, so you have to burn more of it to go the same distance. So the truckers have to spend more on fuel to get from A to B, and the stuff that they're hauling costs us more because it's cost more to produce it.
Yeah, and then here's the other part of this, Eric. What about older cars? What does that do to older cars when you're talking about using these alternatives?
Ethanol has been a disaster for older vehicles, which were not designed to accommodate high alcohol content fuels. Most of the ethanol that's sold right now is E10, meaning that the gas you buy is 10% ethanol. They're pushing for E15, which would be 15% ethanol, and they're also looking down the road at E85, which is 85% ethanol. Alcohol is a corrosive fuel, and if the vehicle's fuel system is not designed specifically to accommodate it, you get all kinds of problems. One of the big ones is that it attracts moisture, and moisture is a big enemy of your fuel system. It causes fuel lines to rot out, and it's in particular playing havoc with people who have marine engines and so on, and power sports, lawn equipment and what have you. It's been really, really tough on those things.
Yeah, so when we look at that all combined, and then you look at the auto industry, if you're producing new cars, I guess it depends on what it is you're producing and where you're at. But that could be a disaster, too, as well, for many in the auto industry, especially when they're in that, what I call the second-hand market, when we're talking about, like, used cars, right?
Yeah, it's accelerating the obsolescence of the older cars because it's increasing the wear and tear on them and getting them out of the market. And the other side of the coin is that, and to get back to the point about being less energy dense, your fuel efficiency goes down when you're using these fuels. And that's rather ironic because we're constantly told about how imperative it is that we get higher efficiency and more miles per gallon, and yet the government is force-feeding fuels that are less fuel efficient on the public.
Yeah. All right. I'd be remiss, Eric, if I didn't ask you this. We're speaking to Eric Peters. You can check him out at ericpetersautos.com. You know, you write about cars, and I saw a picture of you on a motorcycle. What's your favorite chariot to ride in? What do you like the best?
Cars or bikes?
Bikes.
Okay, I've got an old Kawasaki two-stroke triple, and for people who are familiar with those, in particular the H2750 that was made in the early mid 70s, and they are were known as the Widowmaker back in the day because of their power curve, and there's nothing that quite makes the sound of a Kawasaki two-stroke triple on its power curve. There are bikes today that are much faster and much quicker, but they're much more controlled. As Hunter Thompson would say, it takes a real man to ride an old Kawasaki two-stroke triple.
I love that. How do you feel about, I know you wrote about this, you know, if you go to your website, you can read all this stuff, but you wrote about the Toyota Camry Hybrid. A lot of people are talking about hybrids, and what does that mean, and should I get a hybrid, and how much does it cost to me, and what did you find with the Camry?
Well, I find, now, I think the technology is impressive and interesting, but despite all the hobbles that have been put on them by the government, you can get diesels that will do as well or better for significantly less money. With all due respect to Toyota, and I like the Camry, it's a good car, you can pick up something like a Volkswagen Jetta TDI diesel for about $5,500 less than the base price of the Camry Hybrid. And in real-world driving, and I drive these cars for a living, and so I can tell you from personal experience, you will match the mileage of the hybrid, in particular if you drive a lot on the highway, which most people tend to do, for less money with less hassle. So I'm very impressed with some of the diesel cars that are on the market right now.
Yeah. When you go out, because obviously, you know, you ride a lot, and if you're on your bike, do you have a favorite route that you take?
Yeah, I live out here in the sticks of rural southwest Virginia, and there's a road just down the road from me called Bent Mountain, and it's a series of S-turns that goes about 2-3 miles from about 1,500 feet at the valley floor all the way up to about 3,000 feet in that relatively short distance, and it's the finest test track you'll find on the East Coast, in my opinion.
Wow. So, you know, I said this in the beginning, too, mixing in the politics of the libertarian bent. When you look at the fact that on Thursday we got 10 people on a stage of the Republican debate, is there anyone in that crowd that you like?
Unfortunately not. Unfortunately not. You know, it's really kind of daunting and sad to look at that field and not find anybody that's really simpatico. And the reason, as a libertarian, that's the case is I'm not looking to tell anybody what to do. I would just like to leave everybody alone and ask the same in return.
Yep.
And unfortunately, none of those guys are willing to do that.
Yeah, it looked like Rand Paul, you know, initially, when Rand Paul jumped into the Senate, it looked like he was going in that direction, but now that's switched, I think.
I think so, too, unfortunately. Of course, you know, on the other side of the fence, it's none too appealing either.
Yeah, so then what do you do? I mean, it comes down to this. I say this all the time because I'm always pushing for the third party. But, you know, when it comes to voting, do you just say, well, I got to sit this out because who am I voting for?
Well, there's lots of arguments to be made on that. But one of them that I think is pretty persuasive is by just withdrawing your consent. They desperately need the illusion, if not the actuality, of consent. That is the idea that most people have supported one or the other candidates. But when you break it down, particularly at the presidential level, what is it, something like about half the eligible voter pool votes. So that's about 50%. And then the winner typically wins by about 25%. So you've got a relatively small minority of the actual eligible voters who actually wind up selecting the president. So despite all the talk about democracy, majority rule, in fact, the minority rules.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? And if you, like you said, if you do the math, it's simple math, then you realize what's really happening.
Yeah,
really, really, really sad. Fun to talk to you, though, Eric Peters. Thanks for hanging late with us. And again, check him out at ericpetersautos.com. Thanks.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
You betcha. Bye-bye. And nothing to see. Sometimes I feel like something has come here. Something is wrong here.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.